Emily Benson had always dreamed of opening a clothing store, but her biggest fear, that she'd choose the wrong location, had stalled her plans.
What if I pick the wrong spot? And what if I'm locked into that spot? And what if no one comes to that spot?
So she opened a store that she can move if the mood takes her. Now she gasses her store up and drives it to wherever the shoppers are. Benson says that she was inspired by the food trucks that have become so popular around the country in the past few years.
It just seemed like they were taking restaurants to this whole new level where you could experience what they had to offer in a more casual way. You know, I really like the way there's a food truck right here pulling up next to us. And, you know, they're just finding a place to park. They see a lot of people outside and they figure, you know what, we're going to offer our food to just these people walking by.
As a result of the recession and the unstable recovery, lots of first-time business owners have been unable or unwilling to commit to the monthly overheads involved in a traditional store. Stacey Steffi, who owns a fashion truck in LA, says a brick-and-mortar store can be pretty pricey. When she started looking into rents, she says it almost turned her off retail for good.
One of the spaces I had looked into, in order to just get into the spot, they wanted $15,000 up front. And then after that, it was going to be $5,000 a month for the next 5 years. And that was almost just, that was scary.
It's costs like these that drove Emily Benson to come up with the idea for the fashion truck. But she says she treats the business side of things exactly the same as a regular boutique. And she's made an effort to make the truck look that way too.
You don't feel like you're in a truck at all. I think a lot of people walk in and are very confused at first that they're even in a truck.
One thing that is different to a regular store is that she moves around constantly. Benson says she makes use of social media like Twitter, Facebook and Instagram to let people know where she's going to be. Plus, old-fashioned word of mouth helps too.
People find me. And if they don't find me, they're doing something wrong.
Benson says the response she's received from shoppers is encouraging. She says a lot of people just don't get the concept at first, but she has a way of explaining it to newcomers.
Well, you know food trucks. I'm a fashion truck. I'm the fashion truck.
And without fail, the very next question she gets?
How do you get a permit to do this?
Benson says the permits are what's holding the new trend back.
In Massachusetts, we have something called a hawkers and peddlers license. It was created like in the 1800s and last updated in 1973. So it really doesn't include things like what I do. So I've kind of jetted around the rules.
Benson's been working with the Boston City Council to make sure she stays within the city's out-of-date guidelines. But she hopes that soon the rules will catch up to her. Right now, there are around 65 mobile retailers in the country, but Stacey Steffi in LA says it's just a matter of time until fashion trucks become as common as the food trucks that inspired them. She says she's even been hearing from traditional shop owners about turning mobile.
Today I just got an email from somebody. She's been in business since the 1940s with her store, and she wants to go into mobile retail because her business is suffering and she knows she needs to take it to the next level. This is just a new industry. We're just going to grow more and more.
For Word of Mouth, I'm Britta Conroy-Randall.